Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, second half of the show, we got Orny Adams hanging out, and we do the news, and I got to tell you, there's some hard laughing going on. This is a funny, funny half of the show. I guess Orny brings it out in me, and I bring it out in Orny and the gang as well. First, LifeLock. IRS warning, taxpayers are reporting unsolicited emails from the IRS. Imposters. Imposters, I tell you. Subject lines vary, but might include the word reminder, like automatic income tax reminder. They show an IRS.gov website, so they look like the real deal. So many ways cyber criminals can try to take what's yours. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you're not going to have a problem because you have the industry standard. You have the best. You have LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. Join LifeLock now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LifeLock or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off.
One night only. Laughs with Bald Brian. A night of stand-up comedy benefiting Stupid Cancer, a charity dedicated to helping young adults with cancer. Featuring Larry Miller, Dana Gould, Greg Fitzsimmons, Joel McHale, Brad Williams, Kyle Dunnigan, Jeff Cesario, Dr. Drew, and Adam Carolla. With your host, Brian Bishop.
Hey, this is Brian. I'm so excited and proud to be hosting this incredible fundraiser benefiting Stupid Cancer. They've been there for young adults like me who were diagnosed with cancer, and I'm thrilled to be able to pay it forward. If you love comedy, and if you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing you do, then please don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to laugh and give back to this great organization.
Saturday, November 2nd at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood. For tickets or to donate to the event, go to laughswithbaldbrian.com. That's laughswithbaldbrian.com. And come out this Saturday to the next stop on the Brian Bishop Tune-Up Tour at the Dudes Brewing Company in Santa Monica. Featuring Greg Fitzsimmons, Larry Miller, Adam Carolla, Bald Brian, and me, Mike Dawson. Saturday, October 12th in Santa Monica at the Dudes Brewing Company. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, former Today host Matt Lauer has fired back at an allegation in Ronan Farrow's new book called Catch and Kill, Lies, Spies, and Conspiracy to Protect Predators. So in the book, NBC staffer Brooke Nevels says Lauer sodomized her against her will in his hotel room during the Winter Olympics in Sochi in 2014. Lauer admits that there was some extramarital goings on, but insists it was consensual. He writes in an open letter, quote, "There was absolutely nothing aggressive about the encounter. Brooke did not do or say anything to object." However, Brooke Nevels said she was too drunk to fend him off. She cried during the entire event. Reports also say Nevels' coworker Meredith Vieira was the one who encouraged her to come forward, and that Nevels and Lauer allegedly did have other sexual encounters after this incident. The book I think it's up now. Very, very soon.
Sodomy means a few different things, but normally means one thing.
I think you know what I'm putting down.
Well, he said it in a statement.
He did.
Exactly.
He leaned over her and said, "Do you like, you know,
in the ass?"
Yeah.
Really?
And he answered the door in his boxers and a t-shirt. And she went to his room twice. The first time was to retrieve her credentials because he snatched them and took them with him just to get her to lure her upstairs. Mm. And then they all got super drunk. And then she ended up back with him upstairs. And I guess that's when things got a little aggressive.
Mm. Yeah, it's always bad when your argument is, "Whoa, we fucked after I raped you."
Yeah, come on.
No. Get that drunk.
Yeah.
Please don't.
So, Jesus Christ, it's everything's a mess. Good. We don't need Matt Lauer. He's gone. Fine. I know the part where he had the lock on his door, I was fine with that. I like that.
The button
like
from the inside?
Idea. No problem with that. seems cool to me. It doesn't scream right
villain
to me. It just screams, I got too many interns bothering me.
Or
no,
could.
Oh, you think it was keeping people out?
It locks from the inside.
You think it was keeping people out?
It locks people in.
Oh, it kept people in?
Yes.
Ew,
he had like
sorry.
A secret button under yeah. his desk.
Well, all I heard
in.
Is he had a lock on his door and he had a button that locked it.
Because but you think like a sane person.
I guess I do. I guess I think of the office as half raped.
What?
Not half empty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the whole time I ever heard about a lock on his door and a secret button to unlock it, I thought he was talking about people walking in on
this
him.
This is why, the opposite.
Gina? This is him keeping people in there?
Gina, this is why you have to explain this, because people are stupid. They're just
That's right.
stupid.
That's what I'm learning
well,
today.
No, I thought he was... sodomizing an intern and needed the door locked.
No, that was the Sochi Olympics.
Yeah, so which would also be fair.
Segment producer couldn't just walk in to the middle of it.
Hence why he had the lock under his desk where only he could lock or unlock. That door was shut from both sides.
Like a silent alarm.
Right. But look, I don't want to give the devil his due here, but...
There's no new.
No, but I was assuming he locked his door so he wouldn't be discovered while he was having sex, not so people couldn't escape.
That might be a different button.
That's what they call an ancillary benefit.
But eventually you both have to eat, right? Like, now we're going to get out eventually,
yeah, when
right?
when he's finished.
Adam, as a contractor, how well do you have to know the person? Like, I want to put the rape button underneath
That's
the
a
desk.
Good question.
Yeah.
Who installed that?
No. Install it. What is it? Open the door? Well, let's have the option.
I've done it a few times where I've said...
Turn it into a safe room.
What do you want me to do? Yeah. I'd like a rape room. What room? Safe room.
Yeah.
What
was you hear?
I heard rape room.
No. Safe room. But that, why would on earth would I want a room for raping?
I heard... Well, also, you want a drain in the floor, which is weird because I don't feel like you need that in a safe room.
What if I'm in that safe room for some time?
Well, the cops are going to show up eventually, right? It's not like that Jodie Foster, is it?
The cops are showing up? What do they know?
No. I'm saying you asked, you want a drain in the floor, and you called it a rape room. So that's all I'm saying.
If I did, which I don't think I did, that was a slip of the tongue.
Okay. Now, also, the use of crushed velvet, to me, doesn't really have any part in a safe room.
What, I can't be comfortable in my safe room?
Well, yeah, but on Naugahyde, you know.
Consenting adults?
You're probably going to be with your kid cowering, you know.
Why would I rape my kid?
Did you say rape again?
No, I want to keep my kids safe. But
you would be with your child in the safe room. The floor drain and the use of crushed velvet, I think, would be the last thing on your mind.
Listen, are you going to install this rape button or not?
All right. And as far as your request from last week where you wanted that chair from Star 80.
Oh, yeah. Is that on the way?
First off, I don't know if the actual chair exists. I know you wanted me to mock you up
one. Oh, knockoff is fine. The actual chair is probably collectible.
Yeah. I don't. You know I'm Mormon, right?
I do not know that, actually.
I don't feel comfortable making an Adirondack chair with wrist cuffs built in.
You can subcontract that.
Okay, and also as far as the wicker basket that you wanted me to hang from the chain,
right?
Why does it need a hole in the bottom of it? You didn't quite explain that one.
Why are you asking so many questions?
Fancy.
I'm so lost. You know, I just realized I'm not really good at this podcasting if we're not talking about me. I kind of suck. Like, I didn't add anything.
I was playing Orny Adam.
All right. At the
what
risk,
do you think of Matt Lauer?
At the risk of going even further down the naive trail with the lock on the door and the Matt Lauer, do we know he was locking people in?
Look at your screen.
Lauer's button would close the door and lock from the inside, but that's still just
locked. So people on the outside can't come in, but like it would lock the inside lock.
Yeah, but I am saying it's to keep people from coming in, not from people from getting out.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Wait,
no.
That's what I'm saying. No. Yeah. That's not what the report was. The report, I got to Google me right. I get that that's what you're reading right now, but I thought the story when this first came out was that it was a way to keep people locked in his office.
I feel like locked from the inside, I'm making air quotes, means inside, like from the desk, inside the door.
No, because other execs had it too, and it was a way for them to not have to get up and close the door and lock it so people, and they could have their privacy.
I got
to
Google me.
Let me explain something.
If the other execs had it, why was it a story?
Huh?
No. Right.
No, he's locking his office, having sex with interns, but people can't get in and discover him.
That's right.
Locking, going full Pirates of the Caribbean, where you're like chasing the chick around your desk.
The wench.
Yeah. I feel like if she ever made it out, she'd be out of breath and screaming at the top of her lungs. The thing about the electronic lock, let me drill down on it a little bit here. a deadbolt or a barrel bolt or something. Mm-hmm. It's like that you have to do from the inside. The buzz in, like electronic one, you could get buzzed in or buzzed out depending on how they design it. You know what I mean? It doesn't, anyway, he'll be missed.
There's a whole article in the Washington Post. How did Matt Lauer's famous desk button work?
All right.
But I'm still reading.
We'll drill down on it. So, Ronan Farrow.
Oh, my God.
Like, who else is called out in this book?
Is he like a eunuch who just gets a report on sexuality as a non-participant? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel
he's
like
standing
he's like,
above it all.
I don't have sex with people, so I'm going to report on everybody.
I got no horse in this race.
I have no sexual friends. I'm built like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he wants to do sexually. Do you?
No idea. He's very fluid looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be pristine to write books like this.
Oh, my God.
There can't be anything, you know.
You cannot have one date gone wrong in your background and then pen this book, right?
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. Like, I don't feel like he's ever had sex, which is good.
You know, good for him.
Doesn't have the safe room.
Right.
All right. Sorry, I'm still trying to read it.
Say rape room.
What did you hear?
So, first of all, when I saw this, I thought it was burying the lead a little because I didn't even know that this was possible. I would have done it, and so would you. Californians wishing to purchase an earlier appointment with the DMV will no longer be able to buy their way to the front of the line under a law that Gavin Newsom just signed. I didn't know that was a thing. The proposal aims to crack down on companies that charge a fee to help someone book a DMV appointment, and it's a service that the state offers for quote unquote for free, but you never get one. So in Sacramento, customers looking for an appointment may not be able to find one until next year, and we're having the same problem. And so trying to get a DMV appointment in California is so difficult that businesses like a company called YoGov offers people DMV appointments that you'll get an appointment between 3 and 4 weeks for $25. And just to be clear, because I was listening to a thing about it on the radio, it's not like they're buying up all the appointments and then, you know, scalping them. You're literally paying for somebody to go on and click day by day, hour by hour, trying to get you an appointment.
Kind of StubHubby, the world's worst.
You can always just sit outside, and I did that.
I did it 4 hours.
And you
hours.
Meet people. It's fun. It's not bad.
It was over 4 hours.
Don't you guys do the third-party passport thing? You don't go to the actual government building, right? Like, there's a company that charges you $100, and they'll do all the passport shit for you.
I can't.
For the real ID?
This sounds similar to
I can't remember.
I assume everyone does for passports.
I'm just saying, I think you can judge a state by its DMV, and we're getting a failure. Because it's just, it's a basic requirement that all states have, right? And it's not like, well, these guys have better buildings or access to better this or better that. It's just everyone has a DMV, and ours is a piece of shit. Right. And it's run. Our DMV is basically run how California's run, like shit and into the ground. Like, it's not a coincidence that we have a huge homeless population and typhoid breaking out and a DMV that doesn't work. It wouldn't be like, oh, these guys have a pristine.
Nobody's DMV
works.
Yeah,
their DMV runs like, well.
Have you ever been to a state where they're like, we love our DMV?
Nobody loves the DMV like nobody loves gas station food, but some is better than others. I'm saying. Ours, if you did ours doesn't function. I couldn't get an appointment at an LA DMV.
Right.
And
you're famous.
Not
for
and
I'm a famous. Oh.
You're on the Man Show.
You bet I threw Jimmy Kimmel's name around.
You better believe it.
What'd that get you? Bub kiss.
No, so I'm just saying, I don't think we run anything right here. And the DMV is sort of a metaphor for us not running anything. There's a reason why our school systems suck and our DMV sucks. Like, everything we run, we just run poorly and shabbily. Yes.
And our website's from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. That DMV site.
I didn't know we were allowed to talk about Kimmel. Are you going to play his club in Vegas?
We did.
You did? Okay, great.
Yeah. Well, we did a show,
I did.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoyed it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we opened it. Or we did a soft opening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Before the big launch.
Yeah, before the big launch. Yes. Sorry, go ahead, Gina Gray.
Well, more than 800,000 customers in Northern California could be in the dark these days. Pacific Electric and Gas has begun shutting down power lines to prevent forest fires amid high winds.
How is PG&E still in business?
Oh, wait for it.
They blew up a city.
The cutoff started just after midnight in the county surrounding Sacramento will continue throughout today, even affecting people in the Bay Area, including Marin County, one of the top five wealthiest counties in the country, and they're just sitting in the dark. Down trunk lines have been blamed for numerous forest fires, including the 2017 campfire. And this could end up affecting up to 2 million people, including those of us in L.A. They're talking about Malibu now. They're talking about other counties.
Can we, I don't know where Elon Musk is, but can we start generating power and storing it in our own homes? This notion of like, there's this place on the outskirts of town and it burns coal all day and turns turbines, and then they go up these power lines and then they string these high voltage lines all across the land, and then it connects into your roof.
It's archaic.
No different than it was 100 years ago.
That's
like,
do you have solar?
I have some solar in my house, but the reality is it's really expensive. They have these sort of battery walls now where you can collect. But I mean, it's all way out of range price wise for everybody.
My house is 100% solar.
Wow. It
is. So I just got my first bill and I made money because I give back to the grid.
Ornie Bagley Jr.
You made money, everybody.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How hot did I just get? Do you have a storage system?
I don't, but you can get a $10,000 battery from Elon Musk.
Right, and I think Panasonic or somebody makes one that's better, according to people I've talked to. I can't remember if it's Panasonic or some company like that. They make a wall. But the reality is it's 2020. It would seem that this notion of having solar panels on the roof, a way to collect energy, and then the way to store the energy and then reuse the energy, seems eminently doable. We were on the moon 44 years ago. Why have
we
not figured this one out?
Well, and at the very least, I mean, that would get us to, you know, that would be very 2022 of us. Can we at least bury the power lines? Wouldn't that eliminate the problem?
I can tell you why. People are dumb.
Oh, yeah. I have heard something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, is there a law that new builds need to have solar panels? Like, that's the direction we should go in.
I agree. The problem is we just, and all the stuff where they go, the city's doing a rebate. It's always expired.
Yes.
It never can do it. There's always this discussion about it. It's not incentivized.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. You know, it'd be nice. Mm. It'd be nice if the city sort of put their money in where their mouth is. Or the state put their money where their mouth is. All you fuckers always talking about the Green New Deal and everything else, and went, look, for people who pay a shitload in taxes, I would call myself one of them. For those who pay shitloads in taxes, we shall let you outfit your business with solar or outfit your home with solar, and that money can come out of the shitload of taxes that you pay. If we're sincere about really wanting to get businesses and if we really wanted this notion of more people off the grid or running off solar or renewables or whatever, it wouldn't be, we don't push it, we don't have breaks, and we don't have rebates.
Well, like, what if they did something where they installed it, the city, and then you paid each month what you were going to pay anyway? And
yeah, or offset, something.
You know, for 5 years. I don't know what the...
I think, at least in California, I think the power companies kind of mobbed up, and I think there's been some bad stories about some skimming and some bad stuff.
Right.
And I think it's basically, you think about... You know, the DMV is horrible because there's no competition. I can't go across the street to the Acme DMV and give them my money. So everyone is at their worst when there's no competition. We're in control of your power. Think about how bad. I mean, there's been some scandals and some situations, and I don't know. But anyway, it's 2020. Could we have our battery wall and our windmill on top of our house? All right, let me hit Castro Awards here real fast. You want a chance to win a trip to visit me in Vegas, head to your local AutoZone. Be entered automatically with the purchase of Castrol. Pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Motor Oil and STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Use your AutoZone rewards and be automatically entered. And it'll be 3 days and 2 nights in Vegas in November. I'll be out there for SEMA. Right, Dawson?
No purchase necessary to enter to win. Open to residents of the 50 United States, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Must be 18 years or older. Sweepstakes valid September 24th through October 21st. Void where prohibited. See your local AutoZone store for more details.
Sounds right. like somebody's been drinking. a little slurring going on there today. Yep.
So, Brian, I know you and Christy felt terrible about how you kind of feel like you got scammed a little with your tickets.
Kind of.
You're in good company.
Oh, great.
Happens to the best of us, especially when the best of us are Alec Baldwin. Oh. I don't know if you saw this story, but Alec Baldwin says he fell for a scam with the Statue of Liberty tour, prompting New York City's mayor to announce expanded enforcement efforts against tour operators that mislead the tourists. So here's what happened. He shared his experience on Instagram on Sunday. He says he and his wife Hilaria, quote, two sharp, savvy New Yorkers, bought $40 tickets for a boat tour of the Statue of Liberty for his family. Great. But instead of embarking on a ferry ride right there in New York, they were told they had to board a shuttle bus and head out to New Jersey, and that's where it would begin. Baldwin said it wasn't until after paying that they read the tickets, which said, see New York from the water, and indicated the Tours R Us boat actually departs from Liberty State Park, New Jersey, which lies across the Hudson River. He says no one ever mentioned this whatever expletive New York or New Jersey problem, and this is a scam, and everybody falls for it. It's not just you.
Got to stay away from the R Us stores,
especially the R's backwards,
and ones that end with and such. Stay away from the candles and such,
but the ambiance
and such. Yeah, stay away from that.
Right.
Well, I like the idea that he is doing such a pedestrian thing.
Yeah, wanted to get out there with the family, take a little tour.
Be a tourist in your own city.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the New England Patriots moved on from Antonio Brown due to off-field concerns after he was with the team for less than 2 weeks. But the star wide receiver believes it would be a smart business decision for Bill Belichick to bring him back. So Brown was answering some fan questions on an Instagram Live thing, and the topic of the Patriots came up, and this is what he had to say.
Hope you guys having a beautiful day. Yeah, you guys follow the Patriots, tell them to call me. They still got to pay me, so might as well let me earn it. XFL, never. That's not even in the question. King.
So it goes without saying.
If he were smart, he'd be doing those messages like, I'm going to wish that I'm pleading straight to Robert Kraft. If you could just reach out and reach around, we could have a happy ending here.
Wow.
Okay.
I think it's helpless chances.
Now I'm in Florida at a strip mall right now. You know where to find
me. You know where that is.
But if you could just reach out, be kind enough to reach around, have a happy ending to this story.
That's real good.
Nice tip.
Orphans of Asia, the address is, well, you know.
It does go without saying that Robert Kraft disagrees, and Brown is going after his guaranteed money with both the Patriots and the Raiders. He's suing, and there is some belief that the Pats will eventually have to pay him. However, according to a great site I found, LarryBrownSports.com, Kraft would probably rather hold on to the money and make Brown sort of chase it through the court system. He's not going to give it to him. He's not going to rehire him.
Do we ever figure out why he was let go? Was it rape allegations?
Yeah, there's pretty serious allegations from a trainer and then some other people.
And then he was taunting them over Twitter.
Yeah.
I hear his locker locked from the inside.
Yeah. Keep people in.
Shove her in there.
That's right.
I just want you to know that all locks lock, like if it's a deadbolt, it's going to lock from the inside and the outside.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
it's a misleading way to say
misleading,
it.
It's misleading, yes.
No, but people also need to know, like, I think they're probably illegal, but if you have a deadbolt, they have ones that are keyed on both sides.
Mm. What do you mean?
There's no twist.
Oh, okay.
They're key. There's a key, takes a key on both sides of the deadbolt.
Yeah.
And the reason you'd have that versus the thumb turn, it's great for burglars because when you leave town, they can't take your TV out the front door.
Interesting.
It's bad for fires and special needs kids during fires, especially.
Special needs kids.
Almost all kids.
Yeah.
I feel like the ones that are the sharper cookies will figure out the window. But either way, the ones with the wind-up beanies get stuck there. But
you know what?
If you're thinking about security, get the double-keyed deadbolt. Leave the key in the inside. You use it like a thumb turn. When you go to Maui for a week, pull the key out, take it with you. That way,
that's a good tip.
Somebody can't get the big screen TV through the front door. Sure. At least the neighbor's going to see them crawling out the window or whatever it is.
Yeah, great tip.
Don't you think they would just kick the door open at that point?
Well, it makes a lot of noise. Like, you're drawing focus. You're also seeing a busted out door jam. Like, whoever's across the street, the old lady across the street, can't see you, hear you, whatever. Just, it's an impediment.
Do you have a Ring doorbell?
No, I don't.
These are it's hysterical. I've got Ring doorbells.
I have one.
Right. So do you get the alerts?
All the time.
Every single day, people will post, my package was stolen, my house was broken into. Right. Like you can tattletale, which is great.
Oh, that's good.
But what you notice is, I have cameras all over my property. Mm. These people don't care. They walk up to the door, they look at the Ring doorbell, their face is right there, and then they break in.
Yeah.
Like nobody can, and then they go sleep on La Brea.
No, I didn't get the Ring doorbell because I was going to buy one online, and then I found out it didn't come with a house. I was outraged.
Was like,
what's that three hole is this?
One star Ring, one star.
Jesus, you pay $129, you don't even get a house?
It's in every commercial. It's attached to the goddamn thing.
Full disclosure, Arlo is a sponsor. Arlo doorbells.
All right.
We're killing it today, guys.
We're
this is really
it.
This is going to go down as one of our best podcasts.
Yes,
definitely
one of
as
our
a
best.
Group.
Definitely.
Get the calendar. Let's rebook now. Tony Adams.
I'm going to tell you, get Simply Safe. That's what you should
do.
Forget about the Ring doorbell. Get a Simply Safe alarm system. SimplySafe.com/Adams got everything you want in it. All right, Gina, let's do one more.
All right, you got it. Oh, this one I've been waiting for. What's the name of the show? Oh, Hot Ones. You did Hot Ones, yes? That's with the crazy Scoville scale wings and the...
Yes, I was on Hot Ones, and I was up on the power rankings for a while. I don't know. Once in a while, people send me tweets like, you're in the top eight or something.
DJ Khaled knocked you off.
But the real treasure of Hot Ones is... DJ Khaled. Yeah. That's the greatest.
Didn't you say,
people should look that one up.
Let this be a lesson to my fans. Just because I gave up didn't mean I quit.
It's the greatest. Sean Evans, who's a fan of mine, and I guess I was an inspiration to him, according to Max Zapata during some interview.
Yeah, he did like a Newsweek interview. Said you and Jimmy, he wouldn't be where he is without you guys.
I think he might.
Well, but anyway. Cincinnati pizzeria has a pizza that's so hot you need to sign a waiver if you're going to try it. The Fiery Death Pizza.
Wait a minute. Is that like in the 50s, like we're doing a scary movie in Scarorama? There will be nurses stationed at the aisles, but these were just homeless chicks in nursing outfits.
Right.
Like, come on, this is a promoter thing, right?
I don't know. This seems pretty hot. It's the hottest pizza in the world, they call it, according to Mikey's Late Night Slice. The pizzeria will force you to sign a waiver before buying it. It's made from fresh ghost, scorpion, and reaper peppers, along with pepper pizza sauce and red hot hate sausage. There's also a contest to go along with
Matt Lauer called his dick.
People are stupid. I'm sorry. People are stupid.
Don't bother going to that door. It's locked.
You can't just buy a regular pizza and put your own hot. I mean, we're just dumb. We're dumb species.
Yeah. Oh, but wait. There's a contest.
Where is it on the Scoville scale?
Oh, God. Look at that. I mean, it's some of the hottest peppers that are all combined. It's Reaper, Scorpion,
and
Ghost.
Peppers themselves will be on the scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to figure that out,
so
but anyway.
The contest is the participants must eat 3 slices of this and a Reaper pepper and sit for 5 minutes with no food or drink. But wait, it's totally worth it because if you can do it, you get a $100 gift card to come back to the pizza place.
Mm.
And a shirt.
You know who really deserves the accolades in this? Mm-hmm. Not the guys who polish off the 3 pizzas, but it should be, they should have to perform oral on their gal right after that. And she is
Why
the
is she
champion.
Have to be punished?
She's the champion.
So
who can take the most? Who can take the most?
Yeah, I'm gonna tap out.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Eating the pizza is one thing. Going down there after polishing off 3 of those.
It's like a third degree burn.
No shot of buttermilk. You got to go right down.
How did you go?
I would watch that competition.
How did you?
She's the real hero.
Have you done this before? Have you hot sauce into oral sex?
No. Yes, as a youth, like everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Growing up in North Hollywood. No, I just thought the real winner of this contest, not the winner, but the intestinal fortitude,
right.
The toughest person in the room would be if
lady
you
friend.
Polished off the 3, no shot of beer or even tap water, you go right down on your lady friend and tell she orgasms. Whoever orgasms first, that's the real winner. Send it in. I'll tell them they can have that idea.
Okay. You hear that Mike's Late Night Slice?
Yeah.
What about the guy that cleans the bathroom over there at the pizza place?
Wow, that's got to... That's
clean you out.
That's got to... He should get
a fire suit.
Yeah, he should at least get a participation trophy.
Radioactive.
Carolina Reapers. How many? What you're looking
2.2
at the
2.2 million on the Scoville scale.
2.2. What on Hot Ones, what's their top one?
The Last Dab has a Scoville rating of 2 million.
Oh, whoa. So it's hotter than that.
Yeah.
All right, so DJ Khaled, stay out of that pizza parlor. Now, I know you love loading up on carbs, but not these. All right, should we bring it home?
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Dad, can I finish a goddamn story?
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add? Save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money and get yourself some hot peppers and enjoy that on your pizza. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Sarasota, by the way, Orny's going to be at McCurdy's Comedy Theater. That's November 8th through the 10th. That's the Sarasota date. You should go to his website, ornyadams.com, and find out all the dates this season Funny Pro is going to. I've seen him on stage. He's hilarious. The Laugh Factory, the Improv in Addison, Texas, Gotham coming up in New York City. Just go to his website, ornyadams.com, find out all the dates. For me, I'm going to be at Salt Lake City at Wise Guys, October 25th and 26th, doing stand-up, a couple of shows early, a couple of shows late as well. So go to amcroll.com for all our stuff and check out Crank Yankers Wednesdays on Comedy Central. And we got Santa Monica coming up, Comedians of the Adam Carolla Show. I'm going to be performing. Larry Miller's going to be there. Fitz Dog's going to be there. Jeff Cesario, Brian, Dawson. We're all going to be there. Santa Monica, that's Dudes Brewing Co. this Saturday, October 12th. So, till next time, it's Adam Carolla for Ernie Adams and Gina Grant and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
Sounds like somebody's been drinking.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla is coming up next.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. This month's shipment includes an in-shower beer can and wine glass holder from Sip Caddy for all of you practical alcoholics out there. An official Adam Carolla's The Hammer branded jump rope to stave off the effects of your shower drinking. A copy of Shrinkage, signed by Bald Brian. A bottle of Ogre sauce, perfect for any and all meals fresh off the grill. It's also gluten-free for you pussies out there. Of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wine. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find another golden ticket. That's right, two lucky winners and their guests will get a VIP pass to Laughs with Bald Brian. Meet and mingle with the ACS family and the whole lineup of comedians performing that evening. That's Fitz Dog, Dana Gould, Kyle Dunnigan, and more. Sign up at CorollaDrinks.com for only $25 and cross your fingers because you and a guest may be watching Bald Brian from backstage with the rest of the ACS regulars. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Hot Sports Talk here on Good Sports. Dave Damaschek here, Adam Carolla over there. Quick reminder, Dave's of Thunder is now back in full force. Make sure you check it out. New episode up there for you. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, check it out. Ace, another football weekend is now upon us. We got some TNF going at the time of this recording tonight, and then we have the full slate over the weekend. And before anything else, a couple weeks, I just have to report on you. I mentioned we were doing Dave's of Thunder, and Monday Night Football was on, and the place was pretty empty. And I just wanted to check out the game, for a few minutes. And I came out to the big monitor out there. And I don't want to tell tales out of school. I don't want to say who it was.
In the lounge.
In the lounge here, mm-hmm. in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to call anybody out. But somebody, one of your employees, what if I told you, Adam, that somebody, actually, you make the call on this one. Let's go old school on this one. Kalen, if you would, hit it for us here.
Mm-hmm.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we go.
Make the call.
A little hot on that Sam Spence NFL, but it makes everything much texture. More suspenseful and exciting, I think. Mm-hmm. Dramatic. I came out watching Monday Night Football to watch a little Monday Night
Football.
It was
Monday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of your employees.
The 80-inch monitor right. We have in the lounge back
Wonderful.
There.
Wonderful. Comfy mm-hmm. couches, you know, mm-hmm. few places that are going to be better for watching football. Except that as I approached the couches to laze upon and watch the football, one of your employees, unnamed, was sitting there with his shoes off. And also, he had removed his socks. Sitting there in his place, nay, in your place of business, sir. Mm-hmm. How say you? Shoes and socks? What are we doing? We're at work.
We have this thing that's going on, which is, and maybe it's the lack. I blame the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is people are getting bigger. And airline seats are getting smaller. And people are doing all sorts of obnoxious, crazy things with their feet to escape. If the average American keeps getting taller and keeps getting wider, and the average flight, the average seat on an airplane keeps scrunching closer and getting narrower, eventually we're going to start pushing out in different positions. And so you see people on airlines that have their feet up in the air, they have
yes.
their feet up against the fuselage, against the window, one sticking out in the alley, others in the walkway. There's going in between the two seats. That's my favorite gentleman there, pokes his foot in between the two seats.
So that as many people in your immediate space can deal with your narcissism.
And the percentage of shoes that kick off versus the percentage of shoes that you could kick off that were acceptable to wear in public is up 10,000-fold. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, there was a shoe. There was two shoes you could kick off as I grew up. There was a slipper that was for home, and then there was a loafer, but that was a dress shoe, and you would never kick it off when you're going to the event or going to the graduation or the ceremony. Now, there's a million different varieties of shoes that not only you can kick off, but that are acceptable to wear outside. You see these guys wearing these, like, surf slippers? I mean, they're essentially, look, if there's a textbook definition for a slipper, this is it. They're wearing these things outside. They're wearing them into restaurants. Now, you have a volatile combination of people getting used to putting their feet up and around and above from all the flying, and 80% of shoes that just get kicked off, not to mention the ones that are supposed to be tied that get modified with a different kind of scrunchy lace that you don't mm-hmm. have to tie or whatever. And then don't get me started on Crocs. So my point is
Crocs. And by the way, see, this is where we're getting fast and loose with stuff as a society. Crocs are for kids. It's like religion. Good for the little ones, you know, easy to use in tough spots. They weren't meant for grown-ups. We're not supposed to be doing this. You're not supposed to be a grown man walking the streets in Crocs.
My new award for laziest person who walks the planet, ironically, is the guy in the Crocs who's heading out. This guy's yeah. going out. He's not going to the mailbox. He's going out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the movie theater. He's going to the event, whatever. This guy's wearing Crocs. Not only no socks in the Crocs, but the world's laziest human being. Shoelaces, socks, boots, a bridge too far. But he's also discovered that Crocs are a calorie burner as well because they have that little wisp of rubber that goes around your heel. So he just flips that forward. He takes the only part of the Croc that I envision him at home with his Croc sitting out on the dining room floor and two humans lowering him down. It's too much that I place these on my feet. I must have my squires lower me like they're putting him into a suit of armor. They
it's
lower
too
him
much to snap the elasticy thing over your heel. That's too much.
It's too much. I'm going to flip it forward like it's the handle on a pail.
I'm already going to work for 10 hours. I have to do more work and put that thing on my heel. Let me tell you about something about Geico here. Now that you've saved yourself all this time of not having to put the little elastic strappy on you, you can remove that from your to-do list and instead add Geico, because this is nice and easy for you. On that to-do list, you can drop off your dry cleaning or have your minions do it, pick up some milk, and now save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And you don't have to drop off or pick up or pull elastic on anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. You want some extra money in your pocket? Well, that's the most rewarding to-do you do today. It's Geico. Go get it.
So the shoes, maybe the socks.
I mean, that's talk
when
about
it takes a turn.
And see, that's and then that goes against what is abject laziness, because that's an effort. But he's entitled, you see. I've already revealed it's a he. Perhaps I've said too much. I'm the whistleblower, and this is firsthand information, first foot information. He took, I mean, like the effort that goes in, he flipped his shoes off, okay. But then he felt like, I got to free the dogs. I got to get the dogs out in my place of business where my colleagues are. And he takes his socks out, takes his bare stinking feet out for everybody. I don't want to deal with that, Adam. I'm not interested in that. I don't come in here for that.
I agree, and I think it crosses a certain emotional threshold that nobody should be exposed to at work.
Thank you at least for empathizing with me on that. It's not about you, Adam, but it does ultimately reflect on you.
I would say, you know, obviously leaders in the clubhouse, Fondelier wears flip-flops already, so he's already in the socks are bridge too
and
far.
And ill-fitting shorts to boot.
Right, so he's off the list. I don't feel this is Gary's realm. It doesn't feel like Max Zapata. This kind of feels like Kalen to me.
Well, Kalen, how's that make
you
feel?
One thing I will say is that if it were Kalen, one of Kalen's quirks is that it is an anomaly that Kalen is surprised by if we discover that his socks match. Kalen has no regard for his footwear.
And this is true. And when you often wear mismatched.
Well, this is also, obviously, if you get to a station in life where somebody is washing your socks and then balling them up or kind of marrying them together, you can avoid this. But you're obviously not at that station in life.
Correct.
Right. And
a lot of singles rolling around.
Then the only thing that would prevent that from happening is quiet dignity. And obviously, that's
out of the way.
That's,
can
that's
I tell
off
you something?
The table.
I think it's a great guess. It's not Kalen, though. It was Gabe. I can't bite my tongue for another minute. I'm a man of justice. I won't have it.
Gabe, really?
Yeah.
Socks off.
Yeah. He said, I didn't know we had company at this hour.
I got to tell you, there is such a thing as a toe jam. It's a real thing. I mean, I just clipped my nails this morning, and I can tell you that little area where your big toenail meets the flesh and it gets a little weird in there, that's a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm proud to say that among my many ailments, one of them is not having a stink foot or anything, so it's not owed to that. I can't imagine that a man wants to put his feet out there for the world to experience. Mm. And we talk about a station. You and I have both achieved this terrible spot that by lending voice to this important subject, we now get, because I see you attached to a lot of them too, and the political commentator Tom Nichols is also afflicted by this, by bringing it up, now everybody feels compelled to send us photographs that they get on airlines. Now my life is consumed by seeing untold numbers of men's feet that I never wanted to see.
I agree. Gabe, stifle yourself. Custom Inc. is what I want to say. Yes, we're preparing. You're preparing. Like we see a lot of the shirts on the cruise, right? Yeah, we're going to see a lot of these shirts on our cruise. We went with Custom Ink. You can order. It's very simple to order on Custom Ink. Their website is easy to use. So many options for products and fast, free shipping. Adding your design is idiot-proof. Just upload a logo. They have so many templates in their design lab. And if designing's not your thing, well, they'll do it for you. Brings people together. Custom Ink will help. I don't know, if you're doing a softball team or you're doing a reunion or you're going on a cruise like we are, then represent. Get yourself a custom shirt. Special offer. You get 10% off your next order. For full details and to start designing, go to customink.com/Adam. That's customink.com/Adam.
All right. To round it out, I don't have time or the interest to go toe by toe, but let me just say, this little piggy, you're a jerk! That's it. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Good Sports. For Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports Out. Good Sports!
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets for everything, including the World Championship of Guacamole. At adamcarolla.com.